Coming up on 7:45, now campaigners say more than 400 letters of objection have been submitted over plans for a new housing development in Warboys. The land off Station Road is currently Grade 2 farmland. 48 homes could be built there if planning permissions given. So the number of letters objecting to this housing development outnumbers the number of homes planned for the land almost tenfold. Today's the deadline for people to submit their responses to the application. Our political reporter Emma Haujigo has been in the village finding out more.
It's harvest time in the Huntingdonshire countryside and I'm in Warboys overlooking a big field of cereal crops that's ready to be harvested with a wind farm about a mile or so behind that. I'm at the home of Greg Sewell and we're here to talk about a proposed development on this Grade 2 farmland here, which many local residents object to. Greg, first of all, just explain to us in a nutshell what your objections are.
So the primary objection is the loss of farmland. We've got 4.5 acres of land here, which realistically is going to generate 15,000 to 18,000 loaves of bread. You know, that's something that we want to be having here, not having to import it from abroad.
Now, 48 houses are planned here by a developer. This land is currently owned, I understand, by Huntingdonshire District Council. You do have concerns about a conflict of interest in that whole process.
Yeah, the council and Longhurst have gone into a contract on this and realistically it seems very biased as to what they're doing here.
So what are you and your fellow local residents doing about it? I understand there are quite a lot of objections that have been raised to this development.
Yeah, there's a good chunk of the village that are not happy with this due to loss of the farmland and the infrastructure not being able to cope with these additional houses. We've submitted over 400 letters and I think there's at least 30 to 40 other objections been added as well.
So is it a case of local residents just saying, no, not in my backyard, go and build it somewhere else? Because that's the accusation people will perhaps throw at you. And we often hear this in developments all over the country.
Yeah, this isn't about being a NIMBY at all. From our perspective, I appreciate that housing is needed across the country. However, a small village like Warboys, which has grown dramatically, we've got over 4,000 residents now. I moved here 20 plus years ago and it was down at 2,500 back then. We realistically don't need the houses. I don't believe there's a natural requirement for these houses in the village. The infrastructure just can't cope currently, let alone adding more.
Give us an example of the pressures on the infrastructure in the village.
Yeah, doctor surgery hasn't had any expansion over the years and we struggle to get doctor's appointments now. The school hasn't had any investment, so they're unable to cater for additional classes currently. We've now understood that they've lost their library and their ICT suite ready for rooms, for new classrooms for next term, and that doesn't even include this development. And then the dentist, they can't cope either. You know, they're fully subscribed. And the local spa, they're struggling to cope. They're having at least one delivery a day and then that they're not keeping on top of requirements there.
And what about jobs? Are there lots of jobs around in Warboys? Are people living here or are they commuting out elsewhere?
I'd suggest that most people commute. This is a commuter village. You can't utilise the bus service realistically. There's very limited bus routes out from Warboys to Huntingdon and to Peterborough, but they run infrequently. So most people are travelling. So they'll be travelling to one of the towns, be it Huntingdon, St Ives, Peterborough, St Neots, or catching the train down to London. So there aren't jobs realistically. There's only a few businesses within Warboys. There's not that much requirement.
What do you want the council to do?
I want the council to really think about what their planning is, specifically that the government are saying let's keep green fields and green spaces specifically for growing crops for that purpose, and to utilise the grey and brown field sites that are more suitable. If you think about it, places like Alconbury Weald and Witton Airfield, those two sites alone can cater for much more appropriate housing and be able to be utilised by people that want to get jobs local to there that have got good bus routes and good infrastructure in place.
Emma, how'd you go reporting from Warboys? Now, we did invite Huntingdonshire District Council to respond to those concerns. They say as the planning application is still being assessed and a formal recommendation hasn't been reached, they can't comment at this time. Councillor Jeff Willis can, though. He's the chair of the planning committee at Warboys Parish Council. Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
I'm fascinated by this. 400 letters of objection to a development of 48 homes. Why do you think this has evoked such strong feeling in Warboys?
I think there's several reasons, but I think one, certainly from the parish council's point of view, was that the local plan was adopted in May 2019 after many years of preparation. And at no stage in this process was this site put forward to be allocated for development. And yet the district council's embarked on the process of identifying the land for development less than 12 months later.
So it gives you the feeling that the local plan, it's almost not worth the paper it's written on.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. That's, you know, the feeling of the council. And within that report, next door, there's some factory premises which were put forward in this plan for development, and it was rejected by the district council because the land is not well related to the existing built-up area. And yet the district council now wants to sell their own neighbouring land for development.
Okay, and they want to build on the farmland. Do you have any idea why? Why they're homing in on this patch?
Because they've selected, I think it's 8 sites around the county, which they own, and have signed a contract with this housing development company to provide these houses.
I see. We were listening to some of the concerns about infrastructure within Warboys being unable to cope with new residents, Jeff. Do you think the village should expand at all? Can it stay preserved in Aspic?
The problem is that we've already taken, within the Huntingdon plan, we took in 400 new dwellings already, of which a large proportion of these were for low-cost housing. And so the infrastructure is struggling considerably, as Greg's already highlighted, you know, the doctor's surgery, the school. And we've provided over 118 affordable homes in the village.
Okay, so you feel that you are already doing your bit in Warboys. Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff Willis there, Chair of the Planning Committee at Warboys Parish Council. From the Campaign to Protect Rural England is Philippa Oppenheimer. Morning, Philippa.
Good morning.
You recently wrote a report about the loss of farmland to development, so I guess you're not hugely surprised to hear about this in Warboys.
No, not completely surprised. You know, unfortunately, it's not an isolated incident. In our report, we actually found that we've lost enough of our best agricultural land since 2010, which could actually, you know, it could actually feed 2 million people there 5 a day for a year. So that's how much of this best agricultural land we've lost.
We import so much food now. Why does that matter?
Well, you know, something else that we found is that climate change will likely worsen our food security. And, you know, because of destabilisation globally, we might not be able to import as much food as we currently do. So, you know, the glaring problem is that we need to understand what we need to put where. We need to understand the types of land we have. And we need better strategies for ensuring that we're using all our land as sustainably and as effectively as possible.
Are you confident, Philippa, that there are other better places on which to site new housing?
Yeah, absolutely. So you might be aware that CPRE do a assessment of brownfield land each year. And last year we found that there's enough brownfield land to house 1.3 million homes. So, you know, if we start putting houses where people, you know, where infrastructure already exists, we can actually start saving the countryside and using it for the things that we need, such as self-sufficiency for farming, recreation, as well as nature restoration.
Philippa, thank you for your time. Philippa Oppenheimer from the Campaign to Protect Rural England.